It is midday, the sun is bright, and there's not a cloud in the sky. I have just finished my final lap of qualifying. The car was tuned perfectly, the engine purring like a well-fed tiger. I pull myself out of the driver's window and take off my helmet. The cool air feels good on my face. I start to walk over to my trailer, and that's when I see you. Our eyes lock onto each other, and I stop in mid-stride. I can't stop looking at you. I can feel myself drawn to you as if by some unforeseen force. Your lips move and I can see your mouth forming words, but I cannot hear them. You smile and move towards me. The sounds of the track fade away and are replaced with the pounding of my heart. You are now just a few feet from me, and I can smell the sweetness of your fragrance. All at once the sound comes rushing in. The cars on the track, the muffled yells of the pit crews, the race announcers, the crowds, and somehow above it all, I hear the soft whisper of your voice. Hello, you say. Hi, I stammer like a giddy schoolboy. I can feel myself succumbing to your beauty, wanting to do nothing more than pull you close and feel the heat of your body against mine. You ask to see the inside of my car, but I know you want more. I can feel it. I guide you over to the garage where we will most certainly be alone. The smell of octane and oil fills the air. I lift the hood and we both lean over to peer inside. The heat from the engine hits like a hammer. A bead of sweat forms on your brow and dances down your cheek. I use my finger to catch it and wipe it from your face. You turn to me, grab my hand, and guide my finger to your lips. I watch in anticipation as you gently lick the tip of my finger before pulling it into your mouth. I close my eyes and enjoy the impending arousal. I take your other hand and place it on my now throbbing crotch. You massage me with your fingers and coo with delight. I move my hand across your exposed stomach and under your tight-fitting shirt. I cup one of your breasts with my hand and gently squeeze. I can feel the blood rush into the shaft of my cock as it grows harder. Take me, you whisper in my ear. I slam the hood closed and we move to the front of the car. I lift your skirt and pull your panties down around your ankles, then lift you onto the car. You lean back on your elbows and as you gaze back at me, I can feel you looking into my soul. I quickly unzip my fire protection suit and undo the front of my pants. I urge you to grab me. You reach out and release me, my fully erect cock now throbbing in your hand. You stroke it a few times and then pull me close. I grab the base and rub the head on your clit. Your head tilts back and you let out a low moan. I can feel your wetness as you become more and more aroused. With one smooth motion, you guide me inside of you, and I bury my cock in the hot embrace of your love canal. With each thrust of my hips, I come closer to climaxing. I try to slow down, but you will not allow it. You slam your pelvis against me, grunting with each rhythmic movement. I grab the back of your knees and push your legs forward, pulling your ass off the hood and into the air. You reach up and grab the back of my head, pulling me close to you. With each thrust of my hips, I come closer to climaxing. I try to slow down, but you will not allow it. You slam your pelvis against me, grunting with each rhythmic movement. I grab the back of your knees and push your legs forward, pulling your ass off the hood and into the air. You reach up and grab the back of my head, pulling me close to you. You unhitch your bra and push your breasts together. I watch in amazement as you begin to lick each erect nipple. I thrust deeper and faster with each flick of your tongue. I can feel your orgasm as your muscles clench around the shaft of my cock. You look deep into my eyes. I am coming, you whisper, in between moans. Hearing this sends my body into a wave of orgasmic convulsions as I succumb to a climax and begin to come inside you. With each thrust, I drain more and more of my hot fluid into you. Our bodies lie entangled together on the hood of my car. We are both breathless. I can feel your body quiver below me as your orgasm begins to subside. I lower my head and kiss your neck, working my way to your parted lips. We kiss for an eternity and hold each other tightly, wishing for it to never end.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.